song has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Monday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Excitement at the U.S. Open. We will keep you up to date every step of the way. We're wide open today as far as a guest list, but we've got a lot to cover. The U.S. Open, the College World Series final is set. Texas and LSU tonight. Also, All-Star Games wrapped up over the weekend, wrestling, eight-man football game, and a variety of other things to talk about. Plus, something that we hadn't talked about, we mentioned on the sports last week when the story broke, but I think it made it into a lot of the weekend editions of papers. The youngest commitments to the Nebraska sports program ever, and the problem that this is, that you have two 14-year-old girls, A, committing, and B, being accepted, I guess, so to speak, by the University of Nebraska volleyball team. They are eighth graders camp, and they will be freshmen this year at Papillion for Gwen Egbert. Twin sisters, both 6'2", very good. It means absolutely nothing today. It means nothing. It means nothing. You don't think coaches are still going to hound them in a couple of years and go, you sure you made the right decision? Are you sure? Because, I mean, we got some options here for you. I mean, these kids can't sign until well into their senior year. So a strange story out there, and maybe we'll have some time to cover that as well. But right now, the U.S. Open and Ricky Barnes is folding. What's worse, just get out of the way or to choke it just enough to lose by a stroke? Barnes is done. He's at one under. He can't keep it on the golf course, and you have to feel bad because, you know, even if there's some nerves, I mean, to carry over, you think, well, okay, settle down after, you know, settle down.
After
settle
a bogey. After a bogey or two.
I can't do it.
He's got an eagle putt right now, guys.
Could get him to a three under. Phil Mickelson just going a birdie eagle to get to four under par. And so he is tied for the lead with Lucas Glover. And so the eagle putt comes up short. It's not a tap in for a birdie either for Barnes. We've seen a lot of that today. And David Duval is a bad break away from being one shot off the lead, plugging under a lip. But the U.S. Open finishing up today, and like we thought it would when we left the program on Friday because of all the rain. I don't know why they even started the fourth round yesterday, but they did, and they're out there finishing it up today. I mean, you start a round that the leaders play one hole. You know they're only going to play one hole. I don't get it. But I guess it is making for excitement here on Monday.
Well, it's excitement on Monday, Doug, but the whole weekend, I would say one of the more lackluster because nobody could get into any kind of flow. Every time you would tune back in, there'd be a rain delay. You tune back in, wouldn't know where things stood. When you finally got up to speed, you know, it just seemed to there was no rhyme or there's no rhythm to it at all. And I think that's what made it maybe one of the more underrated golf tournaments, because it was just all weekend. Now I'm getting excited. For the first time all weekend, I'm getting excited.
No, because here's the deal. What happened, and I got this question a lot Saturday as we had played some golf, and then you came in and they weren't showing the leaderboard. They weren't showing the leaderboard. They weren't showing the leaderboard. Well, the reason they weren't showing the leaderboard very much on Saturday is because that nobody that was playing was on the leaderboard. Mike Weir and all that crew had finished up their 36 holes by Friday afternoon and were done. And those were all the guys in the what they called the good conditions that were at the top of the leaderboard. And nobody on Saturday was able to get it to one under before everything was called off, and then they finished or got going again on Sunday. And now Glover and Barnes have come back to the field, and the rest of the guys are making a move, most notably Phil Mickelson. Phil has made a lot of bogeys, And he's probably made as many long putts as he has short putts. And so just sticking with his excitement. And Tiger Woods just never...
17 birdies, I believe they just said. 17 birdies and an eagle for Phil. That is tied for the most. I believe they just said that before we came on.
And Tiger, I just think he tries to be too perfect. Here's a kid that can make 15-foot putts. Yeah, it's easier to make a 5-footer, but, you know, maybe, I don't know. But he's going to finish there at even, and he's got no chance of winning it right now, I would say. Four off the lead, and with Phil at four and Glover at four,
no
and now
chance.
You got a bunch of people ahead. Much of a chance.
But still, Doug, you go back to when he started in the conditions he started in. You take that out, and Tiger's your champion. Is he not?
No.
Undoubtedly, he's your champion.
No, he's not. How bad were the conditions when he got a four over in the last four holes? No,
okay,
he's not.
Okay, you can say that's where he lost it.
No, he's not. No. And especially because I said at the beginning of the week he wasn't going to win the thing. No, he had his chances. He's missed some putts. He has hit it in the wrong place.
He's missed some putts, but he also had to play in the worst weather of anybody out there, too.
Wasn't that bad.
Worst weather of anybody in this field, Tiger Woods was right in the middle of it.
I'm going to guess half the field played in the same weather he did. Half. Half the field.
And 99%?
Including the last 36 holes, pretty much everybody played in the same conditions.
True. But to start it off, it was the worst conditions. Period.
As it was for the other half of the field.
Those other people had no chance where he stood the chance.
Scott Gucheski didn't make the cut, but he did shoot 72 at least on the second 18. 9 over, which by far wasn't the worst out there. But again, I throw this out. And this way, maybe he can win in a couple of weeks. Ernie Els, take 2 weeks off and quit. I mean, if you don't want to be there, don't show up. Ernie Els should not play in the U.S. Open anymore. It's sad. He's a two-time champion. Not even close. Not even a chance. Not even on the radar. Like they said, he doesn't even have birdie putts. He doesn't make a birdie. I mean, bye-bye. I mean, he did, but he's not making more than a couple. 15 over in two rounds?
I'm with you on that. I'm also, I told Derek this before the show. No longer can the PGA go back to New York. The people don't know how to act. They're a bunch of slobs. You can't let them drink if you do, because they're just a bunch of idiots.
Yeah, I didn't really hear much about that until flipping through the channels this morning. Somebody on Fox News, who of course was a business consultant and hadn't been there, was going off that why do these people sponsor these things when you have slurs, racial slurs and swearing and all this thing, especially like on a Father's Day when there's a lot of father's sons out there and there's no need for this. This is supposed to be a sophisticated game. You know, I don't know. I didn't really hear a whole bunch of that, though. Where are you coming up with all this?
Well, you hear it when the crowd erupts. You can hear obscenities just laced throughout the whole deal. Hey, you know what? They're just animals. That's why you build a moat around New York City and make it its own country. The people are just animals. They're savages. They just can't behave. And, you know, it's a lot of the behavior of the Ryder Cup, which you supported at one time. It's that same raucous. It's the U.S. Open. It's reserved for the greatest golfers. Let's clap, let's applaud, let's cheer for Phil. You want to cheer for Phil? But you don't need to F it up with Phil. Phil ain't about effing it up with your brother. Phil don't think it's that cool. You morons. So then they just continue to serve beer through 8-hour rain delays and then try and play some golf. That's going to work. Great idea on Thursday. Great idea. Yeah, stand over there under your umbrella.
Of all people, of all people, are slamming this. I cannot believe it.
I will say this. Undoubtedly, I will never go to a golf tournament and scream F-bombs at the top of my lungs.
Well, no, probably not. But if you went to the FBR and there was a little rain delay?
Oh, I'm going to hammer some beers down with a bat. I'm not saying that. But these people...
And after you hammer down whatever it is your equivalent is of whatever these guys are having, I'm sure all your senses will be right there about you.
I'm still not going to F it up at the top of my lungs.
Probably wouldn't get escorted out, would you?
No, I would not.
Because that would never happen to you.
No. No, it would not.
Ever, anywhere.
Well, unless there's a fight in which you get robbed at in Vegas. Then perhaps, but that's a whole different story.
The Tent Popper inbox is open. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Phone number is 1-888-455-ESPN, 888-455-ESPN. Glover and Barnes are currently teeing off on the par 3 14th, and that's where we're at the last group right now. Mickelson tied for the lead right now at the U.S. Open, and if there is a tie, the 18-hole playoff would begin today. And I wonder, as Mahan did get back to 200, I wonder, family vacation or go to a playoff, Phil Mickelson would choose. And I'm going by if he was in 99, he said he was leaving if the beeper went off for his first child.
He plays it. He plays it.
He'd probably go, how quick can we play this round? So Mickelson now lining up a long breaking birdie putt, and it is not a good putt, and he is going to have about 3 feet left for his par to try and stay in the lead. Wimbledon also underway. You excited?
No.
James Blake already gone. So what's that leave America, like Andy Murray and Andy Roddick?
That's your two.
That's like it. We'll get to some messages here on the Dent Popper inbox as well.
Got Eric from Holdridge on the line, guys.
Eric, good morning. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
God, tell Tony to just take a chill pill. You know, you can't avoid having a few morons out there. And I tell you what, when those guys, you know, when you get drunks out there, I guarantee you, if somebody wants to do something about it, somebody will.
But you know what? I understand you're going to have a few morons, Eric, but everybody there's a moron.
Well, they are not.
80% of those 80%
Tony,
of 80,
chill,
80% of those that crowd ought to be kicked out.
No, I don't think.
It,
so.
It ain't you a know, dozen in the back row. It's 80% of the morons. Thanks for the phone caller.
See you, Eric. Mickelson for par at 15. This is like right back, right through, and he missed the damn putt.
Oh, no, now he's got
and
a longer
putt. He's got just
putt.
As long a putt coming back. See, for every 30-footer he's run in, right there. And again, you know, they're talking about him jamming them in the back of the cup. When you miss, you miss. And he had himself lined up on 15, the toughest hole on the course, and it did break. It did slide off to the to what would have been his left. So now he is one back on the toughest hole on the course, and he's not done yet. He has got a comebacker, and good Lord, please don't be shades of, what was it, Shinnecock, where he three-putted 17, back, forth, and makes the putt. So he's got a bogey. Whee! Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Ken chimes in with a whole bunch of weird stuff. Hope Serena does well at Wimbledon, but boys, you got to admit, she'd look better in a football uniform than a tennis skirt.
Oh, no.
You know, really? No. No, Ken, no. No, she wouldn't. No, she could probably pop you, but no, I kind of partial to the tennis skirt. A second, my Notre Dame inside source, who was very close to Maneri, he's talking about LSU current baseball coach Paul Maneri, who had coached at Notre Dame, told me he was one of the nicest guys you'd ever meet, but on the other hand, the current Arizona State coach, who preceded Maneri at Notre Dame, was a real jerk. I'm rooting for LSU tonight. Last but not least, go Lefty, which then, of course, good job, Ken, you just jinxed Lefty. Ken, thanks for the email. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
I know we need to take a break, Doug, and we're going to talk College World Series. I know some this hour. I found it interesting, though, in reading some stuff leading up to this event starting tonight. 186 games have been played between LSU and Texas in Omaha. They've met twice. Twice out of 100. I mean, you just think that as many times as both of them have been there. I mean, if you just had to say they played 186 games, how? I mean, dozen and a half. I mean, 20. Two. They met twice and split them.
Later this week on the Doug and Daddy Show, we continue our coverage of the College World Series. We will also be catching up with Kevin Mahlberg. He is the coach, or one of the coaches, of the Nebraska-Kansas 8-man All-Star football game. The Nebraska 8-man game was this weekend. We'll talk about that, the West beating the East. And now Nebraska goes down to play Kansas. This Saturday, we'll talk with Coach Mahlberg from Elwood about that. Joe DeMail on Thursday, of course, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. And we're going to catch up with Greg Garlock with the DLR Group. He is the head of the design team for the new Rosenblatt Stadium, or new baseball arena, in Omaha. And we're going to talk to him about that and what we can expect in 2 years when the College World Series moves there in 2011. We will talk with him, his firm designing and has designed the new College World Series. They've also designed Texas's and LSU's and built those two stadiums. So we'll have a chance to talk with him maybe tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Those are among a few of our guests. The State High School Rodeo is this weekend going on in Hastings. It starts on Wednesday. We hope to have a special guest or two to talk about that as well. But when we come back, an update on the U.S. Open, which right now is led by Lucas Glover by one shot over Phil Mickelson and Ross Fisher. Hunter Mahan and Ricky Barnes are two back. Tiger Woods shot 69. He is done. He is at even par. And we will be back with more, including a College World Series championship preview after this.
There they are, two dirty boys.
We had nothing to do with it. It was all their idea.
Now your tablecloth is stained. And how?
More dirty deeds done dirt cheap when the Doug and Danny Show returns on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Congratulations. You've decided this is the year for that new home or for that new camper. Well, we got you covered. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers with six new Nebraska-built tough Bonneville homes like the Jacksonville with exterior beauty and interior elegance. Or if camping is your choice, look at our choice. Over 40 name-brand campers from fold-downs to 37-foot fifth wheels. Yep, we got you covered. A new home or a new or used camper. Both on West Highway 30 in Grand Island. Eagle Crest, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
The time is now to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including bowling, golf, basketball, table tennis, and much more. This year's games will be held July 9th through July 12th at various locations in Kearney. The deadline for registration is June 24th, so don't wait to sign up. For more information, contact the Kearney Park and Rec Office. The 2009 Nebraska Senior Games, where the competition never gets old.
Through into left field for a base hit. Scoring is McCann. Here comes Darr. The throw to the plate, not in time. Too high. Deep toward right field, and that ball is gone. Wilkinson, three-run homer.
The second.
Flips it down for one. On to first. Double play.
This is Kevin Kugler. Join me and Adrian Fiala for every game of the College World Series on Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
For generations, Kearney Crete & Block and Christensen Concrete Products have been supplying Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings with quality concrete and masonry needs. We're the experts on masonry and concrete products in the region with over 140 years of combined experience at our two locations. We're particular about who we deal with and what products we sell. With a high level of customer service at both locations, Kearney Crete & Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Look for sunny skies to develop across the area today with a high in the upper 90s with southerly winds of 5 to 15. Tonight's skies turn partly cloudy with a low around 69 on the way to 98 for high Tuesday. I'm weather and meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 79.
Doug and Daddy Show, if you're not able to watch the U.S. Open, we're with you. If you are able to watch the U.S. Open, Mike Weir has just scratched his name off the shot list. He hit it either non-findable or out of bounds on 16. Has to re-tee on a 490-yard par 4 and then just hit it into the gunk. So he's looking at double bogey miracle at best. So he's going to be done in the U.S. Open. So you're down to, I think, a four-man field right now. Mickelson, Glover, Barnes, and Mahan. Well, Fisher. Maybe Fisher. So maybe five guys. at least have a chance, and Glover has just driven it into the rough, not horrible rough. Glover at 4 through 14, Fisher at 3 through 14, Mickelson at 3 through 15, Mahan and Barnes are through 2 under.
That's Ross Fisher for you avid golf fans out there that had no idea, like I, who he was. Don't know they've ever heard of Ross Fisher before.
You know what I've heard of?
Oh.
Balls of cheese.
Yeah, I've heard of the chicken coop, downtown Kearney, downtown Grand Island. Hey, you want to try the lighter side of the chicken coop? Any of their refreshing salads? Try the grilled chicken breast salad. Any of your wing flavors that you crave, get them on that chicken. Spice things up with a Santa Fe crispy chicken salad. Come on down to the chicken coop and cool off with a cool drink. Hey, drink specials, food specials, noon and night. Can't go wrong. Downtown Kearney, downtown Grand Island. The chicken coop is where it's at. Try one of their burgers, 7-ounce ground chuck, onion seasoned patties. Top them, bacon, mushrooms, whatever you want. The chicken coop is where it's at. Try the balls of cheese. We love them. Or the chicken tender hoagie, ribs, pizza. They got steaks at night as well. Chicken coop, downtown Grand Island, downtown Kearney.
Ross Fisher, did he just putt over Duvall's ball mark?
That is correct.
He didn't have him move it. He yanked it and putted over his ball mark, so missed his putt. David Duvall, it's just amazing that he could really be at 3 under right now.
What a long, you know, I did not realize yesterday Scott Van Pelt happened to be on the airwaves, or on Saturday, excuse me, saying David Duvall was number one ranked player in the world. I did not remember that for a very short time in there. Then VJ took it over.
Because you were in the crowd drinking during the 8-hour rain delay.
And, you know, how far he had fallen with, you know, with variety of things, and now to find yourself back in the hunt. And
didn't he have wrist surgery? Isn't that right?
We had wrist surgery and vertigo. Vertigo.
Oh. And had a lot of problems.
And Duvall just birdied the incredibly tough 15th. He is at 2 under. It is legit to say that if Duvall's ball doesn't plug on the third hole, I think it was, par 3, and he takes a triple bogey, he wins this tournament. Of course, the pressure's different, but whatever. We'll pass on that for a little bit. We will give you anything exciting that happens here in the next few minutes. But
3 holes left, Doug. What score wins it?
4 moves you. 4 moves you.
4.
4. I don't even think you get a playoff at 4. I think 4 wins it. Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio. Love to hear from you. College World Series. We're down to the championship. And, Daddy, it took us, the 20th, the 29th. So that's 10 days. And Texas and LSU have each played 3 games. Right now, who you got?
I had Texas from the beginning. I got Texas again. Although I will say with LSU, you've got 2 teams. And I don't know how LSU, because it's not like these same players have been there constantly to Omaha. They had such a new group come in this year, get them to play together. But it goes back to my theory. You've got 2 of these teams with the old bull. You got some teams in there like Arkansas. Let's run down there and win us a game. Paul Maneri and Augie Grito say, hell, why don't we walk down there and win them all? That's the theory. Both just stayed the course. Texas never gets rattled. You never know if they're behind or ahead by looking at the kids are over there joking. You know, they got rubber bands out snapping each other in the butts. They're giggling. They're having a good time, whether they're up or down. Then they find a way to win.
Well, that's good focus. That's discipline.
They've
come to the finals in 2 totally different ways. LSU did have a battle in game 1 against Virginia, but they blew out Arkansas the next 2 times. They've had a pretty easy road. Texas has had to come back twice. Well, they've had to come back in all 3 games, I guess. Southern Miss in the walkathon, then down 6-0 to Arizona State and went 10-6, and then back-to-back home runs to beat them on Friday night in the 9th inning to win it 4-3.
You know, Coleman goes tonight for LSU and he threw 6 innings, allowing 1 run in the first win versus Arkansas. Although you go back to a year ago, he's the one that gave up a 9th inning a grand slam to North Carolina, but obviously comes back this year trying to make amends for that 9th inning loss that ousted them. Chance Ruffin went 10-2, 3.27 ERA for Texas. Did not pitch well the first game versus Arizona State, and heck, he lasted only 2 innings. But He's 1-0 with a 3.38 ERA in three appearances in the regional and super regional. So awfully good in his own right. We'll see who can put the pressure on the other team first. That seems to be what it's about.
Texas won the coin flip. They'll be the home team tonight. LSU will be the home team Tuesday. And then I guess they don't flip again. Texas would be the home team in Wednesday's game three, if necessary. Oh, my Lord. They here's a little interesting note. They flipped the coin after that game on Friday night. Paul Mainieri wasn't there. He left because he thought Arizona State had won the game with Texas, forcing another game on Saturday. LSU and Texas have only met twice in the history of the College World Series, the Longhorns winning 12-7 in 89 and the Tigers winning 13-5 in 2000. And also, in 2003, the College World Series went to its current format. Since then, three of the finals have ended in two-game sweeps. Three have taken three games to decide the championship. So, been a little mixed bag of both. Texas, LSU, pregame tonight at 5:45, first pitch at around 6:05. You're taking Texas. I am taking LSU. LSU is going for their sixth national title in baseball, while Texas is going for their seventh overall. And, of course, Augie Garrido already has five on his own. Three at Cal State, two at Texas.
Yeah, there you go. Should be a great, great game. I just think Texas and you say unfocused.
Say unfocused. I said not disciplined, not focused. Okay, I didn't say unfocused because that's not a word.
Okay.
I said nice focus, by the way.
I think that they just realize they're better than you are. They're better athletes than anybody they're playing, and they'll find a way to get it done, and that's what they've done.
Kearney Colonels would kick their ass, though.
I doubt it. I seriously doubt it. I'd love to see Torrey
well,
play.
And reminding, the Kansas City Royals have their tryout Monday, June 29th, 1 week from today, Davis Park in Gibbon. It's the only tryout in the entire state of Nebraska. You can go to the Royals website for more information, Kansas City Royals Baseball. Check it out. And, of course, the Royals doing what they do best. They go on a little winning streak, and then they negate that with just as long a losing streak, swept by the Cardinals over the weekend. Today off, then it's off to Houston to continue interleague play.
You can't pitch to Albert Pujols. You just can't pitch to Albert Pujols. Six RBIs yesterday. Grand slam. The guy's ridiculous.
You sad about that then? Is that what you're saying?
Well, the Royals get ahead and then they just blow it.
That's the way it goes, buddy. That's the way it goes. Doug and Daddy's show, no change right now. Ross Fisher did bogey, so he's back to 2-under. Glover, 4-under through 14. Mickelson, 3-under through 15. You've got four golfers at 2-under. Duvall, Mahan, Fisher, and Barnes playing either 15 or 16. Tiger Woods, again, finished at even par at the U.S. Open, finishing up. If there is a tie, they will go to an 18-hole playoff this afternoon. So
Tiger Woods, it even finishes the tournament at 7th right now. With the last few holes. He's in 7th position.
Daddy, coming up Saturday, the 8-man All-Star football game, Nebraska versus Kansas down at Hayes, and we will have Kevin Malberg, the head coach from Elwood, who's the head coach at Nebraska, joining us later on in the week. But a pretty exciting All-Star game, had some offense. It maybe didn't go down to the final quarter. The West wins it 32-22. The East actually scored first on a 70-yard touchdown pass to Dwayne Wall. One thing. We're getting a lot more records now because they're playing on the 100-yard field, okay? So let's keep that in mind. It was a lot tougher in the day to get a 70-yard touchdown pass.
When it was 80 yards?
Well, yeah. I mean, come on. Let's not be making such a big deal out of this, folks. But Brett Kotzer from Ewing, we all know how good the Kotzer boys are. He had 132 rushing, 166 passing. Our man Drew Carr from Overton hauled in one of the touchdown passes in a Saturday's win. So the West gets a win, 32-22.
Saw a highlight of the tip ball, which Wall caught and took to the house.
Well, Keeney didn't want to drag his leg. He didn't want to drag his leg, and so he probably didn't get up quite as high as he normally would because we know he can jump, clean out of a building. But he did get a tip on it, but it was just a kind of a fluke play. Well run, the ball was tipped, it kept its pattern, and hauled in for the touchdown to Dwayne Wall of Hampton.
Kind of, the West, that second year in a row, the East had kind of, they've kind of just manhandled.
Well, the East had for a while when Howells was winning all the state championships. That has not been the case here the last few years. The West has either won or they've been pretty good competitive ball games. It's been 4 or 5 years since the East had a straight blowout. So that's good. And our buddy Randy Geyer from Juanita Palisade, congratulations there, picking up the win.
Yeah, it was good for him. I think everybody had a good time down there. Now, so many of those players obviously will play this week. Try and avenge the loss last year, which is kind of a beatdown.
Are you distracted? Everything okay?
No, I'm good.
You got TV going, phone ringing, paper reading, and you're trying to get a thought going. And Ricky Barnes almost chipped in. But, again, that would mean he wasn't on the green, and now he's got a little comebacker for his par. We will take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Football wasn't the only all-star activity over the weekend. There was some wrestling, and we'll talk about that in a moment.
Look what the guys on the team gave me.
Well, let's try it.
A safe bet anytime.
Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio Superstation.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Every small business knows this challenge. You need postage. But making trips to the post office constantly, it's a huge waste of time. And leasing a postage meter is expensive, really expensive. I've got a perfect solution. Stamps.com. Print real U.S. postage from your computer. It's like having a post office right in your home or office. With Stamps.com, all you need is a computer, printer, and an internet connection to get started. There's no hardware to buy. There's nothing to rent. I've used Stamps.com. It's so easy. You won't believe it once you get it. Why didn't they create this thing decades ago? Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer, no risk trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 of free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Try Stamps.com today. No risk trial and a $100 bonus offer. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone, top of the homepage. Type in my name, Colin, C-O-L-I-N. Stamps.com. Be sure to use my name, Colin.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA-eligible plans, available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
Look for sunny skies to develop across the area today with a high in the upper 90s with southerly winds of 5 to 15. Tonight's skies turn partly cloudy with a low around 69 on the way to 98 for high Tuesday. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 79.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. They continue to go backwards at the U.S. Open. Hunter Mahan and Lucas Glover have each just bogeyed, and Phil hit a putt that broke a lot more than he thought on 16, and he's got about a five-footer. Looks probably up the hill, a little right to left to get things done here, so to save par. So Mickelson and Glover now are tied for the lead at 3-under. And Mickelson now lining up his putt for par here. That's
six
a little
foot.
Yeah, that's at least 6 foot. Got to make it, Phil. Got to make it. It's for the U.S. Open, buddy. Jar. So Phil Mickelson makes the putt. You just got to talk to him. You just got to talk to him a little bit. So Mickelson goes to the 17th with
that's
a tie
the
for the U.S. Open, just like he did at Shinnecock. And there you go.
That's just a difference in Phil Mickelson than 4 or 5 years ago. Those were the putts, every one that he missed. Every damn one of those he'd miss 4 or 5 years ago. Now he's finally found some peace and got a little bit more confidence, apparently. So that was nothing but the middle of the cup right there. I mean, boom, went the dynamite.
Folks, we've been talking a little bit about all sports, and if you are participating in any or all or just watching or enjoying sports and you want to feel comfortable, they've got all the gear you need at Misco Sports on the breaks in the downtown Kearney Center. It doesn't mean that baseball season is over because we are in June. For some, it's just getting underway. You've got different teams. You've got travel teams. You've got all-star teams. Maybe you're getting ready for the tournament season, and state tournaments are a little more than a month away for some of the softball teams. All the gear you need. Maybe some of your gear, you thought you were going to get through the season with it. Well, after 15 years, you're going to need something new. 10% off all ball gloves. They've got a great selection of baseball and softball shoes, bat bags, whether it's for the little kids or the big boys, batting helmets, hitting nets and training supplies, uniforms and hats. All you need is right there at Misco's, and of course, T-shirts of your favorite teams. They've got selections. They've got some baseball jackets in. They've got, of course, the balls, which you need as you get ready for fall, football, soccer, basketball to shoot around on the drive. Everything you could possibly want, plus a great wall of shoes that they're going to take care of you. Steve. That's right. They got 12 people named Steve employed at Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Stop by and see them today. Well, a familiar face is coming back to the United States Hockey League. Steve Johnson, who had been the longtime 11-year coach at Lincoln. Evidently, that last gig didn't work out so well. He has been named the head coach and general manager at Fargo. Of course, Fargo's coach, Dean Blaze, named the new coach at the University of Nebraska at Omaha about 10 days ago. So Johnson takes over. He's looking for some noise up there in Fargo. He had coached the Fargo Moorhead Bears during the 95-96 season and earned recognition then as the USHL Coach of the Year. So Steve Johnson, one of the most successful coaches in USHL history, is back.
Doug, we got an email, speaking of the hockey deal a little bit. John, we will effort up the Tri-City Storm head coach to see how tryouts are going and et cetera. We have not received any news from them. We will contact them and get them on. We received an email from John asking about that. We do not have any information on that, but we will effort it for you.
Yeah, they had their tryout camp a couple of weekends ago out in Las Vegas. Here's one that you'll want to hear that came across on Friday. You know, they have the GPAC Cup. Hastings College won that. They have the ARTMAC Cup. It used to be Wells Fargo, but it's the ARTMAC Cup, whatever it is now. And UNK finished third in that this year. Good Lord, Phil. A par three, and you leave it short.
He was
in
pin
the
high.
Rough.
He's pin high.
Yeah, 30 yards short. So there you go. Refusing to try and win. Come
yards,
on, Phil.
30 yards left. Not sure, but.
So Adams State, they finished high. Where was it? Yeah, 12th in the Director's Cup. This is the Learfield Sports Director's Cup for Division II, okay? Five teams from the RMAC were in the top 50. UNK was 28th, with 408.5 points.
Oh, no, you're not going where
your
I think
Division II Learfield Sports Director's Cup with 1,014.5 points. And remember... 12th was 585.
It's Grand Valley State.
Grand Valley State led all Division II schools with 1,014.5 points. Your second most hated Division II school behind UNL.
How far back is second? Can I ask that?
I didn't say. And I didn't care to look.
1,000? Unbelievable.
It gets us back to one other story here. Before I get to that, Cornhusker State Games, folks, you want to save some money, get signed up. Today by going to CornhuskerStateGames.com. You can save $5 per entry if you're signed up by today. And the forget about it deadline, the final deadline, is next Monday, June 29th. So you're running out of time. Get signed up for the Cornhusker State Games July 17th through the 26th in and around Lincoln. 63 different sports. Go to CornhuskerStateGames.com for more information. We touched on at the top of the show, Amber and Katie Rolfson are going to commit to play volleyball at the University of Nebraska. They are members of the 15 and under Premier Volleyball Club team. Both stand around 6'2 and can touch 10 feet. Katie plays an outside hitter. Amber plays a middle hitter. They are graduates of Papillion Junior High. And they have contacted John Cook and says they are coming to Nebraska. They attended camp at Nebraska just a little over a week ago. Recent Nebraska graduate Jordan Larson had been the earliest commitment to the NU volleyball program, but that was after her sophomore season. The Rolfson twins are still 2 years from that point. They'll sign their letter of intent in November of 2012 and join the Huskers following graduation in 2013, over 4 years away.
Okay.
Your thoughts.
Well, first of all, for this to take place, John Cook had to have at least acknowledged that they could be scholarship players, or said, we would love to have you when your graduation is up and we have a scholarship waiting for you. That's what's surprising to me already. Why?
Well, when's O.J. Mayo getting stuff? What was that, seventh grade, eighth grade?
He's getting a lot of stuff.
I mean, when was he?
I mean, yeah, no, I agree. And you just see how far this deals. And it goes back to Bill Self, you know, and Tim Floyd, and these coaches continually being brought up, and they get on these players younger and younger and just hounding them, going to all these showcases. Well, for volleyball, it's showcases all over. For basketball, these basketball tournaments, there's got to be an age requirement set, doesn't there, where you can't contact people and get in touch with people? There's got to be, and I don't know how early that is. Apparently, eighth graders in volleyball are fair game now.
Well, I don't know now, what to now, say.
You John Cook cannot comment on these players till when?
Till they sign.
By the way, Nebraska-Texas volleyball match has been moved today to help the Huskers save some money off of Halloween night to now October 30th. They will save $20,000 in estimated.
Geniuses. By the way, David Duval has just birdied the 16th hole and is in a tie for the lead. Ross Fisher missed his birdie attempt on 17, I believe it was. Maybe he was on 16. He is one back. Phil Mickelson is hacked out of the cabbage on 17. He's got about an 8 to 10 footer for par. He's going to have to make another one of those to stay tied for the lead at the United States Open. What'd you do this weekend? How was Father's Day for you?
Father's Day was good. I got to see my dad. It was actually my nephew's birthday, so that was like an exciting time. He turned 4, so kind of did that deal yesterday.
What'd you get, Willie?
Willie's got all sorts of toys.
No, what'd you get him?
We haven't given it to him yet.
Unbelievable.
And I know Willie's a big fan of the show. And listen, Willie did get the old the pickup, the little pickup to drive around. And, man, he just wants to go fast. And my mom and dad's house, obviously, grandparents were there, and my aunt and uncle. Robert Linda and their boys were there, so he's trying to maneuver his new Ford 350 through the cars, which wasn't going real good. But then, man, he gets on a straightaway. He really gets after it.
One of those little – you're talking about one of those little motorized truck, Jeep, car things. Okay. What did you receive for Father's Day?
Nothing. I received some candy from our dogs. I received some candy from okay. – I was going to find a picture of Willie. Show you from the F-350.
Maybe you could hold that up to our webcam.
Yeah, the invisible webcam.
That's unbelievable. So you got some candy from your dogs, which is now plural. Now plural. You have two dogs.
Do have two dogs. Picked up another dog in the last. This from a national search.
Jesus. Speaking of national search. We're gonna go nationwide, but we'll probably just get a lot of people from Central Nebraska for the inaugural ESPN Radio Superstation Golf Challenge, brought to you by Roy's Grand Dodge in Grand Island and Bud Light. It's held at Indian Head Golf Course in Grand Island, August 13th and 14th. Four-person teams, the two net best ball handicap format. The team with the lowest 18-hole handicap score wins. So you put your four together from your golf course, and there can be five teams or 10 teams or one team from your course or your business. And you contact Indian Head. You set your tee time. And that's why first come, first serve, August 13th, 14th. So
but
if you want to play
what?
At 2 in the afternoon or 9 in the morning, you get a hold of them. You book that tee time. All the information is available on our website, ESPNSuperstation.com. Low price is $60 per player, ESPNSuperstation.com. All kinds of prizes, and, of course, it's golf, so it's fun.
I'm just thinking, Well, Saturday doesn't work very good. It doesn't have to work for you. You can play on Sunday, either day. Doesn't matter. That's what makes it so convenient.
Hunter Mahan has just bogeyed 17 to fall to even. He is done. He is out of the tournament. And now Phil Mickelson gets ready to, well, again, putt for the U.S. Open. He's got a par putt here on 17. And I guess let's take a break on the Doug and Daddy show. Right as he, as soon as he putts it, we'll take a break. What do you think?
No.
No, you want your home?
Because there's people out there that will want to punch you bad, more than normal.
888-455-ESPN. 888-455-ESPN. About a six-footer for Mickelson. Looks like it's slightly uphill to remain in a tie for the lead, heading to the 18th on the par 3, 211 yards, out of the rough. The putt is up the hill. The putt is pulled. He is bogeyed. He is one back going to the 18th. We're back after this.
And now, another unsolicited listener comment on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Why don't you do the world a favor and pull your lip over your head and swallow?
Guys, it doesn't take a genius to figure out the best defensive player in a league, but the best fuel system cleaner to max your miles per gallon? Lots of guys pick Lucas Fuel Treatment. But the Gum Out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner has 10 times the detergent, cleans twice as many parts of your fuel system, and remains effective up to 10 tankfuls. Yeah, talk about your defensive player of the year. So now you're an MP genius. Gum Out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner. Buy it, try it. The better way to maximize your MPG.
Hey, Greeny.
Yes, Gully.
I think I found something that would make even you enjoy the outdoors.
Did they find a way to put it indoors?
No. But the ultimate outdoor giveaway hooked by Bass Pro Shops is giving away a Cub Cadet Tracker Edition UTV.
So I could explore the outdoors without having to actually exert myself?
One winner even gets a Jim Barna Law Cabin Kit.
Sounds terrific. Check out the ultimate outdoor giveaway at ESPNRadio.com. Or if you'd like, you can go visit your local Bass Pro Shops.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
Attention UNK students and military personnel. You can now golf at Prairie Hills for only $20. This includes 18 holes plus a cart. Golfers, come out on Mondays for half price specials. 18 holes and a cart for $25. Everyone is welcome to sign up for the first annual Prairie Hills four-person scramble on June 27th and 28th. This two-day tournament features cash prizes totaling over $14,000. Dinner catered by the Alley Rose with a Calcutta to follow on the 27th. Registration is due by June 26th. Go to prairiehillsgolf.com for more.
ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather. Brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on 25th Street in Kearney. For a square deal and a fair shake.
If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th. Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
Look for sunny skies to develop across the area today with a high in the upper 90s with southerly winds of 5 to 15. Tonight's skies turn partly cloudy with a low around 69 on the way to 98 for high Tuesday. I'm weather and meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 79.
The Sun Heat poll question of the day, ESPNSuperstation.com. Who do you think will win the College World Series, LSU or Texas? Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com and vote. ESPNSuperstation.com and vote. That is coming up on our website Who do you think will win the College World Series? We've been enjoying some Troutman snack sticks during the program today. Don't forget your chance to win a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The U.S. Open, that is the story going on live during this hour. Lucas Glover has about a four-footer for birdie and the outright lead on 16 after Mickelson bogeyed. And Duvall is in the rough on the par three. This could be it right here. He makes this, it could be all over. And Glover putts, and Glover scores, and Glover has the lead by one with two holes to go at the U.S. Open. 1-888-455-ESPN. Let's go to the phone lines. Jason from Kearney is standing by. Good morning, sir.
Doug, how are you?
We are actually speaking with Kearney volleyball coach Jason Owens, who you've got some info on these, preschoolers that have committed to Nebraska.
Well, I tell you what, I worked camps in the summer for Coach Cook, and I was down there when the Twins were down there for camp, and they were put in the top group with all the other top-notch kids that come to that first camp. Usually that first camp has a lot of kids that are potential recruits for Nebraska. And these kids hung right in there. They're the real deal.
As eighth graders?
Yeah. They're going to be starting in the fall for Papillion. And Papillion was in the state finals this year, and which I'm not real happy about them being in Papillion for our sake. But Coach Cook had to jump on these kids right away because they're going to be hotly recruited, and their heart's in Nebraska. And so he wasn't going to turn them away.
Jason, for as talented as players as these girls are, how soon was the recruiting process initiated, I guess you would say?
Probably last year during club season.
So you're going back when they were just after their seventh grade year?
Oh, yeah. They stand out. I mean, you watch those kids walk in the gym and start warming up, and when they start doing drills, you would think they were seniors in high school.
Now, there's... I understand. I mean, we're watching golf. Tiger Woods was a phenom at his age. Sarah Pavin, I mean, if you want to go Nebraska volleyball, here's a gal that Nebraska and the whole world was after when she was like a sophomore in high school. I guess, Jason, as being a high school coach and, you know, crossing your fingers that maybe someday you could have somebody that's even in the ballpark, you know, talent-wise that early, how do you protect these kids? Because one of the things I talked about was it's not like the college coaches are going to quit hounding these girls.
No, but... You look at, you know, club volleyball's taken such a big step in the recruiting process for college coaches, where the fact that it's in the winter and spring, and they don't have time during the fall to go out and recruit these kids because they're playing. And what it takes is, if they're in a good club program, is having a quality club coach to talk to them, because Coach Cook can't talk to them during the season. He can't talk to them even during the club season. So the only time they can initiate contact with them is during camp.
There'll be a few of those left to go. Hey, one more question for you, Jason. An email shot in during the break. John Cook will be retired by then. What do you think about that?
No way. His son's still in high school. He's got a lot of vigor left in him. Cooker's not leaving anytime soon.
He's a good cat, and he's a good coach. Hey, Jace, take care. Enjoy your summer, man.
You bet. You guys have a great week.
Hey, thanks for giving us a call. Jason Owens, a volleyball coach at Kearney, working the camp these girls were at, working some camps with Coach Cook. So that's what's going on. The U.S. Open, I think we've touched on about everything we needed to touch on from the weekend, haven't we?
Yeah, Duvall, though, out of the rough left, ball came down. The ball came within about, what, 3-4 inches just to the right, had an opportunity and just broke. Went by, he should par that hole, but had an opportunity to sneak one in.
So as we leave you, coverage continues on NBC and updates here on ESPN Radio coming your way as well. This thing could be all wrapped up in a half an hour, or they could be getting ready for a playoff. Phil Mickelson is two back, though, as he plays the 18th. Glover birdied 16, Mickelson bogeyed 17. And he bombed a drive down. He's got to be no more than 60 yards away on 18, but he's got to get a birdie. He has to make birdie to have a chance, and his wedge shot is just horrid, absolutely horrid. He's got about a 30, 25-footer downhill. That's right in his range. He was trying to spin that baby all the way back to the front of the green and didn't do it, but it looks like it's Lucas Glover's right now to win or lose. Ross Fisher has just bogeyed again. He is out. David Duvall getting ready for his par putt on 17. He needs this to stay just one back. Don't forget, a lot coming up. We're going to talk with the design firm of the new Rosenblatt Stadium in Omaha and a Troutman's Tuesday Trivia tomorrow, as well as Duvall lips out his par putt. Lucas Glover now has a two-shot lead on the field. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!